can turn your fat into muscles. Sorry, my friend, this is the health and fitness version of stupid chemistry. It's really foolish that people just listen it from anywhere and start believing without any research and knowing the facts. Hello and welcome. I'm Rahul, a performance coach, founder of Skill School of Performance. And before we dig deeper into the topic, I request you to please subscribe and follow me to be updated on all amazing future content. Fat and muscle are two completely different issues, and you can only decrease and increase them. There is no conversion possible, right? Now, there's a catch. You can only focus on one. You can't maximize both at once. This is because losing fat requires that you eat less food than your body needs, causing the body to burn more fat and quite often a bit of muscles for the extra energy. And gaining muscle requires that you eat more than the body needs, not only allowing it to build muscle, but also causing it to gain some fat too, right? If this sounds like a hopeless situation, don't scratch your head. If you're a guy, when you diet correctly, you will lose more fat than muscles when cutting. And you will gain more muscle than fat when bulking, which will allow you to juggle these eating cycles to change your overall body composition. This is how a male goes from 150 pounds at 12% body fat to 190 pounds at 8% body fat in just one cycle of bulking. They might gain 10 pounds of muscle and 3 pounds of fat, followed by a cycle of cutting, wherein they lose the 3 pounds of fat along with a pound of muscles. Now, this leaves them as lean as before the bulking cycle, but with 7 pounds more of lean muscle. So if you repeated this a few times, you would fully transform your body. Now, with the term cycle, I mean addressing the cutting and bulking cycling or phases with workout, diet, and supplementation. I needed to clear that up as youngsters today are just running after steroid cycles and hear what their mind is programmed for. So I am not talking about anabolic cycle, right? Now, if you're already fairly lean and want to put on muscle, don't be afraid to gain some fat. Then when you are ready to lose fat, don't be afraid to lose a little muscle. That's how the process is. That's how it is done. And if you're a woman, you have a bit easier in this regard. You don't have to bother bulking unless you really want to focus on growing your muscles as big as possible. And that too is only possible if you add a lot of hormones and anabolics to your regime. Else you will have more denser and stronger muscles, but without bulking. Most women just want to get lean and stay there, which is simply a matter of dieting to lose weight and then dieting to maintain and exercising to have a better composition, right? Now, if you look for professional help and how you can get to this point, I have a monthly program for you guys, which I created to give you the proper guidance and actions to be done to reach your desired goal. And as a performance coach with Humanized Health Systems, you can easily get started with me to develop your overall fitness with complete nutrition and balanced diet, which also will help you develop your immune system, much needed in these happening times, right? You already know that. Now, I would recommend you to start consuming good quality zinc for that purpose. Link is in the description for my recommendation. It's available on Amazon. You can also comment below for any questions, and all the links to get started are given in the description. And my goal is to help you live better life today than tomorrow. If you like my content, please do subscribe and start following me and share it with your friends if you have not done so. Thanks for being with me. This is Rahul signing off. Bye-bye. Thank you.